Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Well, we're pressing on the Psalms, and we're up to the 39th Psalm. So let me just read the heading to this Psalm. Okay, it says, "To the choir master, to Jeduthun, a Psalm of David." So this is a Psalm of David. David wrote this Psalm. It's for the choir master, to Jeduthun. So is Jeduthun the choir director, the music director, or something like that? Well, maybe, or it may have been written on behalf of Jeduthun, something like that. But who is Jeduthun? Well, we're going to chase a little bit of a rabbit right here, which I consider worthy of chasing. When you go over into the, the 16th chapter of First Chronicles, there's a really, really interesting passage. And I'm just going to tell you the bottom line of what's going on with all this. And then you can check it out yourself. You can examine it yourself, and you can study it yourself. A lot of times people disagree with me over this. And I think it's just pretty forthright and pretty clear. The point of disagreement usually comes because people say, well, I've never heard that before. Why haven't I heard it? And that's something that we really need to get over. We really do live our lives in a way that if we've never heard of it, then it must not be true, right? The greatest problem is that we think that we understand the full counsel of the Word of God because we've been in church our whole lives. We've heard thousands of sermons and teachings, and yet we really have heard very watered down teaching from the Word of God. So here's what's going on in the 16th chapter. David has got the Ark of the Covenant back from the Philistines, and he's bringing it in Jerusalem. It had stayed at the place of Obed-Edom. Remember, David had tried to bring it into Jerusalem, but he didn't do it the right way. And the ox cart stumbled, and one of the guys, was that his name? Reached out to try to stabilize it, and when he touched the Ark, he was struck dead. That really, really upset David. He was furious about it, as a matter of fact. But then he left the Ark there at the house of Obed-Edom, and he went and read the instructions. So they go back and they get it sometime later, and it's a period of weeks later, okay? And they bring the Ark of the Covenant, but they bring it, and here's what I want us to catch today. They bring it to a tent that David made, and that David placed in Jerusalem, not into the tabernacle of the Lord, not into the Mosaic tabernacle. Well, why did David do this? We're not told why. We're not told how he asked God to do this, because what happened afterwards is that David would go in before the Ark of the Covenant anytime he wanted to. He had worshipers who were in before the Ark of the Covenant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a period of years. And so how did this go about? The only answer I can give you is that we know that David was after the heart of God. And so I'm going to assume that he asked God if he could do this and that God allowed him. We actually see it in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 37. Listen to this. So David left Asaph and his brothers before the Ark of the Covenant to minister regularly before the Ark as each day required. And also Obed-Edom and his 68 brothers or relatives, while Obed-Edom, the son of Jeduthun, and Hosea were to be gatekeepers. So there you have Jeduthun. Obed-Edom was the son of Jeduthun. And so David leads Asaph, and you find out in another passage that Asaph was actually a drummer, that he leaves him before the Ark of the Covenant with his brothers, and they minister regularly as each day required on a daily basis. And they're before the Ark of the Covenant in the tent that David made. Now, verse 39. And he, this is David, left Zadok, the priest, and his brothers, the priest, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon. So the tabernacle of the Lord, the Mosaic tabernacle, was on another mountain. That's just down the road a bit, okay? But it's at another location. You have two things. You have the tabernacle of Moses with Zadok the priest and all the priests going about doing what God's called them to do, the tabernacle of the Lord. What's that? Verse 40. to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offerings regularly, morning and evening, to do all that is written in the law of the Lord that is commanded Israel. So David left Zadok and the priests and all the priests with the tabernacle of the Lord is set up in the high place on the mountain there at Gibeon. They went about offering burnt offerings, sacrifices day in and day out, morning and evening, as is written in the law, in the Mosaic law. They continued to do this. But the Ark of the Covenant was not there. And the Ark of the Covenant is where the presence of the Lord was. The Ark of the Covenant was in the tent that David made that had no sacrifices, but did have the sacrifice of praise and worship. It's such a vivid picture of literally who we are as believers, that right now, if you're a true believer, you have the very presence of the triune Most High God within you. You have the presence of God within you, and we are that tent that God has made where the presence of God is manifested. The tabernacle of the Lord without God's presence is the picture of religious systems, going about doing religious things that they do, but they don't have the power and the presence of the Most High God. It's not there. Now, verse 41, with them were Heman and Jeduthun and the rest of those chosen and expressly named to give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. So here's Jeduthun. Jeduthun was with the tabernacle of the Lord with the old system, and he's there doing what he was called to do. His sons are with the tabernacle of David. They're there with the tent of David. Verse 42, Heman and Jeduthun had trumpets and cymbals for the music and instruments for sacred song. The sons of Jeduthun were appointed to the gate. So you have sons of Jeduthun that were with David. You have apparently some sons of Jeduthun that were appointed here at the tabernacle of Moses, tabernacle of the Lord, the Mosaic tabernacle. Then the last verse, verse 43. And then all the people departed, each to his house, and David went home to bless his household. And this is actually after bringing in the Ark of the Covenant and setting it up. Is that not a wild thing? It really is. It's like, what is going on here in the midst of all this? Why did David write this thing to the choir master, to the Jeduthun, a psalm of David? Well, I think it does us well to give close attention to who it was written to, okay, to Jeduthun, to the choir master, who wrote it, the psalm of David. Then as we start to read the actual psalm itself, I think we'll get more insight into it. Well, I'll tell you what, our time's up. We'll look at the psalm itself in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.